Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi. At-tayyibin, at-tahirin, al-ma'sumin. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your program, Like Muhammad, with me, Javidi Akbari. Well, Islam is a religion of moderation in worship, in obedience, in rulings, and every commandment. It calls for objectivity and balance in words and actions and in every aspect of our lives. Moderation means we live a balanced way of life, avoiding extremes. Islam is a religion of moderation. The religion of Islam stands for the middle path. It opposes every form of excess and extremism. It opposes every form of going to either side of extremity, extremes. Its principles and laws are based on a natural system of balance. The Quran refers to those who truly follow Islam as the Ummah or the Middle Ummah, Ummah Tawasata, or the community of the middle path. And Ummah Tawasata means, of course, you will need to see the commentary of the Holy Quran and other books to see the interpretations or the commentary of the verse by Muslim scholars. But this leads us to think that we should always be moderate in our conduct and our behavior. And we have been made Ummat al-Wasata, or the community of the middle path, to live a balanced life, to live a life of moderation. You can go to verse 143 of chapter 2, chapter Al-Baqarah of the Holy Quran, to read the verse. That's very important too, for you to understand this verse. Now, numerous Quranic commentators have interpreted the term Ummat al-Wasata to mean moderate community. The Quran and Hadith very clearly and explicitly warn against extremism and matters of religion. They refer to extremism by such terms as ghulu and tashaddud. Of course, ghulu is a great sin. It is exaggeration, and it's more than just exaggeration. Ghulu is to believe in someone as God when he is a servant of God. That is ghulu. And that's one of the worst sins. And this is one of the examples of going to extremes. This is one of the examples of going to extremes and matters of religion. In some cases, of course, ghulu does not lead to kufr or disbelief, but in other cases, it does lead to kufr and disbelief. Instead of being a true Muslim, one ends up becoming a non-Muslim because of ghulu, because of exaggeration. And instead of harshness and extremism, the Prophet enjoined moderation on his followers. The Prophet said, وَنَحْنُ أُمَّةَ الْوَسَطِ. Now you can go to Sirah al-Nabawi, the Prophet's Conduct Sirah, volume 1, page 174, to find this saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, has been reported to have said, adopt the path of moderation. Alaykum hadiyan qasida. Repeating this sentence three times to stress his point very clearly, after which he added, he who adopts the path of extremism will be subdued. And of course, in his own life, the Prophet himself always followed the middle path. He is said to have declared, adopt the path of moderation and you will reach your destination. All these sayings are there. All these teachings are there. But we, unfortunately, we Muslims tend to go to extremes, to go to either side of extremes. And we suffer because of this extremism and religion. We forget to be moderate in our behavior. We forget to be moderate in our conduct. And we forget to follow the middle approach, the middle way, which is the way of salvation, the way of happiness. You know, in the past, in the early period of Islam, there was a heated discussion between some scholars who believed in determinism or in predestination, and some other scholars who on the other side believed in free will. These two groups of scholars and these two categories of scholars were fighting each other, trying to prove their side of the story, trying to prevail over the other side. They were saying, okay, God has been, and man's fate has been predestined. On the other side, the other group was trying to say that man has been created free, he is a free agent, and he is completely free. But what was the position of our imams? What was the opinion of our imams in this debate? The Prophet, our imams, peace be upon them, said, La jabra wa la tafweed, bal amrun bainal amrain. There is neither determinism nor delegation, absolute delegation of power, but the middle way, the way which leads to salvation, which leads to prosperity, and we should always be moderate. Today we find two obvious categories of Muslims, the one who goes to extreme and the ones that are very lax. In between both are the moderate ones. Of course, the middle in between the lax and the extreme is the moderate path. This is exemplified from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, religion is easy and no one overburdens himself in his religion because he will be unable to continue in that way. It's wrong to overburden ourselves with something beyond our capacity. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
So the Prophet said, do not be extremists, but try to be near perfection and receive the good tidings that you will be rewarded. Gain strength by worshipping in the morning and afternoons and during the last hours of the night. And to speak further a little bit about moderation, the Prophet, peace be upon him, I would like to mention a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, "Usikum bil qasd fil ghina wal faqr." I advise you to follow the middle path, whether you are rich or poor. Fil ghina wal faqr. Qasd means moderation. I advise you to adopt moderation whether you are rich or whether you are poor. And then also there is another saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْإِقْتِصَادِ فَمَا افْتَقَرَ قَوْمٌ قَدْتُ اِقْتَصَدُ. You should follow the middle approach and you should adopt moderation. And no nation, no community has suffered poverty when they have followed moderation in their expenses, in their expenditures, in their lives, of course. To conclude, I would like to say that Islam advocates moderation and exhorts its followers to adopt the middle path in all matters, personal, collective, as well as religious. Extremism and excess in any sphere, in any form, including religion, is against nature, and Islam is the religion of nature. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad. live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.